This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 7, written by Reggie Smith. Naming Rights, from Luke 1. His mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." There is a trend among celebrities today to give their children strange names, like Blue Ivy and Northwest. That's quite the opposite from the practice in ancient Middle Eastern cultures, where names had profound meaning and pointed to future outcomes. Names were passed down for generations. Zechariah meant, "The Lord has remembered." Elizabeth meant, "Consecrated to God." Both names were connected to a powerful theme, God's promises. When God promises, He delivers. Every time their names were uttered, the gospel was preached, and God's promises fueled hope for the future. Elizabeth made breaking news when she said her baby's name would be John, meaning God is gracious. This was God's name for this child, as the angel had told Zechariah many months before. Sometimes a miracle of God has to break tradition in order to remind people of the undeserved, unpredictable grace of God at work. Grace becomes amazing when we stop trying to force it into our old models. Do you need to break old habits? Where do you need to practice simple obedience this week? How are you living out your name as a child of the King? You and I are preaching the gospel with every act of obedience to the Lord's work in our lives. God will always keep up His end of the promise. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for writing our names in the palm of your hand. We trust in your faithfulness today. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.